Glory to God. Now we want to generate spiritual energy so that we can transact whatever transaction God requires necessary for this particular moment. We need to create enough spiritual energy so that we can transact. Amen. So you will begin to pray in other tongues intentionally, and you will punish your flesh and take a walk, and let's create enough energy in this place. And so you must make sure that, listen please, you must make sure that you can hear your tongues, and that your tongues is the loudest to your ear, and nobody's own is entering your ears more than your own. And so you do that regardless of how you feel, regardless of, and then when you are feeling slow, don't think it to mean meditation. When you are feeling slow, it's not that you are meditating, it's that you are permitting the tiredness of the flesh. And so we want to power that energy. Then we will ride on that energy and get instructions from the Lord on what to do in the minutes that we have left. So can you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? Kabaradaba shatala baba baba. Jeleketola baragadia sun and makatia. Aleketome legetoba shanda rabakasia. Zeleketome leketula baragadosia. Jene maragadozi ketelaba shaka talabasa. Jalakatomo asi safene. Shabaiko telebaiko perekadila basuna. Orogodono sila paradia saketa. Jeleketia baragadozi na maradia sheketoma. Alina meke televini susia. Zelekatola baragadia zumelegatika. Jelekato maragadia zuberegadila basha. Ala gademe zukere bashatona. Aragadia bazuku tabasha. Jeleketele baragadia zuna maradiasa. Let your heart be stayed on the Lord. Keep your heart stayed on him. Zelikatome leketisisi. Zelikatoma zeketala baragadisa. Zelikatome legedia baragadosa katalabai. Zelikatende rebeligato sekata. Alagadia bazoko robosham baragadusa. Orogodolo bogozoko tolobosha. Aikatama legedisisi akabaradashka. Orobogodolo bogozika paradisha. Zeleketele baragadosi le baragadosa. Zeleketome leketia bazene maradasha. Uri balagadosi katala bashando rebegetia. Lekato baragadia sobe legadia labasha. Manda rebegesia labashada rabagadiasa. Alagadia labasote le bashanda. Zelekatola baragadisi maradosha. Uri gedila baragadoso gotolobo. Jano, ala gadia bagazoko talabala gadisa, zeleketele bajano rabagatia, zeleketo malaketia basa, ara gadila baragadosa, ore gadila baragaduso malagatosa, o shaketele baragadila baragadosa. O shapara gadila bagazoko tolobosha. Manda rebege dia zobere gadila bababa. Ala bababababababababa. Ala gatola baragadolo borobolobo shakata. Mandora bagazoko tolobosha. Shelegetele baragado zikatalabasha. Oregedila bagatolo boseketaya. Sheketele borogodo bogo seketaya. Shegetele baragadila bagazoko ta. Zelegetele boshakatala bababaha. Ore balagatia bazoko tolobosha. Alagadala baragado zeketalabasha. Oragadia bazoko tolobosha baba. Aragadala baba 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 ba
Shelegatuma paradina astavanaika paraduni zelekati baragados kabaya
azabaradie yalambredi ondo
kaza asha paradisa elegatomo sika baradisha. In Jesus name we pray.
Amen.
I can hear you. In Jesus name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm happy that we are ready. We're ready learning how to pray. I'm so happy about that. We punish the flesh during prayer. We drink it. Prayer is sweet. Zephaniah chapter 3. That is where the utterance will start from. Father, we thank you. Can you play something soft for me, please? Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Her princes within are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They not knot the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste. That none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction. So their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever I punish them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. This is a personal crazo. That now also climax.
into a communal crazo. So this, the calling upon the name of the Lord, is the strategy that God will use to bring the people of God to true repentance. Are you together with me? It's a walking of the Spirit. Can you give me this verse in another translation? You can see all the madness that has been happening. But this is the plan of God. For then I will restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call. There has to be that cry on the name of the Lord to serve him with what? One accord. How will they serve him? With one accord. He says, I will restore to the people a pure language, a pure spirit, a pure heart. And then the effect of that is that they will what? They will call on the Lord. Call on the name. Give me this in another translation quickly. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, and all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. Another translation. For then, changing their impure language, I will give the people a clear and a pure speech from pure lips, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one unanimous consent, one united shoulder, bearing the yoke of the Lord. Give me another translation. For at that time I will change the speech of the people to a pure speech, that it may be that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. Change it. Then I will purify the speech of all the people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. Let's try the message. Let's see what the message is. All right. Yea, at the time I will change the speech of people to a pure speech, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. In the end, I will turn things around for the people. I will give them a language undistorted, unpolluted, words to address God in worship and united to serve me with their shoulders to the wheel. Praise God. That is how God restores us. Gives us a pure heart. It gives us a pure lips. And then our soul will now be gravitated towards calling upon the name of the Lord. It will start at the personal level, but it says it will culminate into what? A communal thing. It says they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him. How? With one accord. This is the prayer. That the Lord will do a work in you that will make you call upon the name of the Lord all days of your life, and that we all shall do with one accord. Can you lift up your voice as you pray in other tongues? Aragadube shatola baragadisa. Shalakatome legetuba siha baradia. Shakatolo borogodosi sehedia. Asa baradia shakatala baragadisa. Shalakatolo borogodobogo sokotobosha. Shalakatele baragadia basomeniata. Orobogo shakatolo borogodisa. Shalakatele baragadia someleketona. Salagatia baragadusi ketemaya. Esha baragadona mesaketene. Silakatoma shatola borogodisa. Shalakatomo rogodia safe. Aikatomo logodia basia. Asha borogodose nele peketina. Ilakatele beregatose katoma. Shalakatomo rogodia sa. Elekatemele gadosi hadia. O shabaradia saha. Elegadia bashanda rabagataya. Orogodoma zakatala basha. Orogodia bazene maragadiasa. Asha tala baragadila bababa. Araba bababa.
Ia di borodie bede belegede, ia da pati.
Ashatola baragadia sala. Sheleketoma ragadisi. Sheleketele baragadosia. Sheleketoma ragadisi. Sheleketoma ragadosia. Sheleketila bagazoni labasha. Ayatala baragadia zoketia. I call upon the name of the Lord with a pure heart. I seek his face with a pure heart. Shalokotolo borogodisa. Sheleketele baragadiasa. Ilegetele bozina. Shalagatola baragadisa. Oregatile boshekatele bosa. Eshakotele baragadiasa. Ashatola baragadiasa. O shatola belegadiasa. Shelegadia bagasona. Zile baragado sekatele basha. Ashatala baba 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 baba. Aya dala baba 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 baba. Ore belegedia bosi. Zelegedia bosa. Zelegedia borokotosa. Elegedia bokotela bosa. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I can't hear loud amen. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we see that this purity of heart, purity of language, purity of tongue. When the Bible talks about tongues and lips, the Bible is talking about hearts. Are we together here? It's a work of the Spirit. Huh? This morning we are praying to God to purify our hearts. Two prayers. Purify our hearts. And one of the signs of a pure heart is oneness of mind. You will first pray about purity of heart. Then when you pray about that, I will lead you again. You will now command your heart to be one with the word of God, with the will of God, and with the people of God. That thing that makes a heart to be fragmented, that thing that makes a heart to be isolated. Praise God. You know, Papa Aya was saying to me, he said, I should go cut that first part. The first night he came, I should cut it and send it to him, where he was talking about isolation. He said, that's a word from God. That thing that makes one isolated, that thing that makes one feel superior, that thing that makes one opinionated. Do you understand? That makes you strongly what? Opinionated in the house of the Lord. It's not a good thing. No, it's not a good thing. If you are strongly opinionated in God's house, you will offend the Spirit. No, we can't be strongly opinionated and have one mind. You understand? The Bible talks about the wisdom of God. It says it is easily what? Is easily entreated. The Bible talks about how love does not insist on its own. Is that not the Bible?
Yes,
no, you can't be strongly opinionated and not offend the Spirit of God. In the house of God, you can be strongly opinionated in your career. But in the house of God, you must be easily what? Entreated. The wisdom of God that is from above. The wisdom that is from above is first of all, pure. That's the first thing. That's the purity of heart we're praying up. That's the first thing. It's first pure. It means that there's no man there. It's not what? There's no man, there's no self, there's no intelligence, there's no brilliance, there's no, it's pure. Pure means nothing is there. When you test it, there is nothing there. It's just God that is there. It's pure. Then what? It's peaceable. It doesn't have trouble. You understand? It doesn't offend. It doesn't get easily offended. It's, what again is it? It's gentle. It is easy to be entreated. To change your mind is very easy. That's the only way to walk in the house of God. When you think this is the way to go and everybody says, we think we should go this way. The wisdom of God is what? Very easy. Okay, then let's go this way. Very easy to be entreated. Are we together with me?
Yes, sir.
Without partiality, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality and without what? Hypocrisy. That's the wisdom of God. The Bible talks about how love does not insist on its own. Go back to our Zephaniah book. So we're asking God, God, take away impurities from my heart. Every self that is competing with space in my heart, you will take it away. Then after that, wait now. You know, the way we enter, we don't pray. When I say the prayer, you will enter at once. We don't say, no, that's not prayer. Then after that, we'll now pray that God will cause your heart to be a heart that blends. A heart that easily joins to other hearts. Not a difficult heart. Are you together with me? So the first is purity of heart. Whatever is not pure, the Lord should take it away. Oh, you understand? Let my heart be pure and childlike, having the krazo, seeking the Lord. Then the second one is God. Give me a heart that easily connects with the brothers and with the sister. Oh yeah, open your mouth and make it talk. Kabashakatalama. Selekatola bashakata. Selekato baragadisi. Sheketele baragadiasa. Shekatala baragadosia. Oragatia bashatoda. Selekatoma zakatia. Shalakatoma zi. Orogotoma zakatia. Shelekatela baragadosia. Arakatabela katosa. Shekatoma zika. Shekatoma zika. Shekatoma zika. Elekatebe zi. Elekatebezika, sha 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 sha, asha sha sha sha. Ko baradisa, elekatia baragadi la ba 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 ba. Sheketele baragadi.
Purify my heart with your fire.
Ahate, 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 ahate. Kabunaha, ashadoka, asa, 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 asa. Alabina, alabina, alabina. Elekatoma, elekatoma. Asia paraduna, jalado, jaladoha. Ayakatina basina, zeleketelebosika, zeleketoma sika. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Out of all the animals in this world, which one did they use to describe you? Sheep. Sheep. When you see a sheep, you don't run. We don't run when we see sheep. When you see goat, even a small goat, you will run. You are afraid. You don't want to be in the midst of goat. When you see a sheep, when you look at even the face of a sheep, you can see gentility. Even on the face, just looking at a sheep. A sheep is always needing help. A sheep. A sheep. We're sheeps. Even Jesus, the identity he took was a sheep. Bible talks about it was a sheep that was taken to the slaughter. He did not open his mouth. If he did not have the heart of a sheep, he will open his mouth. It's a sheep. Why they were sheeps? Eh? Why what? We are sheeps. That is how the Lord has wired us. Eh? That's how the Lord wants us to be. See the way they used to persecute us as a church. They will kill us, kill us, kill us, kill us. We'll still be praying for those killing us. Eh? We are sheep. And that's how God likes it. Because that way he can magnify himself in our midst. He can show up. They will kill us, but we'll keep multiplying, multiplying. He wants to manage. He doesn't want us to fight for ourselves. Sheep. All the things he told us to do are sheep things. Be slow to speak. Be swift to hear. Sheep things. Gentle like a dove, wise like a serpent. Sheep things. You say somebody slap you on your right side. What should you do? You turn your left. Sheep. We're sheep. And the reason is that he wants to appear. He doesn't want us to block him. See, our Jesus, when they say, who opened the scroll? He said, I saw a lamb. I saw that's not enough. He said, the lamb has been slain. Lamb itself is a very calm posture. You know, I said, this lamb is slain. But guess what? The lamb was alive. Yes. Slain does not mean death. Anyone who thinks they are killing you, they are joking.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they are joking. You are coming to true life. Amen. We are sheep. We are his sheep. We are his sheep of his pasture. That's who we are. Eh? If you are looking for who to take for granted, don't go far. I qualify. Because I can't do anything to you except what they asked me to do. I'm telling you. That's why scammers like to come to church. Because they think that we are so sheep that we are foolish. Sheep is not foolish. Yeah, they come. After service, they'll come and meet us. And the guy just finished swallowing eba. But he knows that when he comes to church, you know, they are in every church. Those people are in every church. By the time they sit down like this, sir, can I see you, sir? They don't go to every place. They go to where they are sheep. And some of you are falling victim severally. You just know this guy has not eaten since yesterday, but every yesterday this guy has not eaten? Because we are sheep. Eh? We are what? We are sheep. When they hurt us, the Lord will still tell us to keep loving. You can't say, I will never love again. You're already dying. You'll be seeing, notice you are being destroyed. You are destroying inside. You can't say, because of what I've been through, I'm not going to love people again. That your heart is a candidate of heartbreak. Yeah. As a pastor, if you say, you will not love again, you are no more a pastor. You are no more a pastor. You will love. They will break the heart. Your heavenly Father will repair it. Yes. You will continue the journey of loving. They will smash it on the floor again. Sometimes they'll smash it on rock. Other times they'll smash it on cement. Your Father will come, will pat you small on your head, will help you gather it, and I continue loving. We are sheep.
Yes, sir.
We are sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. I said, we are sheep of his pasture. We believe that, listen to this, we believe that God can keep us more than we can keep ourselves. Huh? Because many of the time we try to keep ourselves. Praise God. When we start prayer, play that thing will make people not to pray. Reduce it. Love. It's like a film that somebody has lost his girlfriend, feeling sad. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
That the Lord will purify your hearts. Huh? Oh, what?
Purify
our hearts. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Oh yeah, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord. Help me not to be a murderer. Let me not be a murderer with my heart. Purify my heart, oh God. Ashakatola baragadiasa. Shelekatola baragadiasa. Sheleketele baragadis. Sheleketele baragadiasa labai. Aragadana bagasia baradi. Ashatala baragadiasa. Sheleketolo borogodis. Shelegatia Basasa. Ashatolo Borogodis. Ashatala Baragadi. Ayakatala Baragadosa. Shelegatele Baragadiasa. Shelegatia Basakatala Baba. Ayadala Baba Baba Baba. Satala Bayagadia, Asatala Balagadia, Asatala Vashada, Elagadiabo Seketomasha. In Jesus, they will pray. In Jesus, they will pray. Jesus had 12 disciples. One of them had a bad heart. Their heart was not pure. Their heart was not pure. That's Judas. His heart is not his name. Judas means Judah. He has a good name. Because sometimes when you say Judas, is you think it's the name. It's not the name, it's the heart. The name of Judas is Judah. I don't know about Iscariot, but his first is Judas. It's the heart. How will you be walking with Jesus like that? And you are not truly walking with Jesus. This man was receiving from Jesus. Receiving Jesus' anointing. And this man will always be with Jesus' enemies. He's a bad heart. There's no explanation for it. He's a bad heart. Because you don't negotiate price in one day. The Pharisees that hated Jesus from day one, this guy will always be with them. I will just say, excuse me, I want to go and... He's a bad heart. He's a bad heart. He's a bad heart. Every day with Jesus, but who lost? He's the one that lost. The Bible says evil communication will always cut up good manners. He's the one that lost. The Lord needs to work on our hearts. So that how we look will not be different from who we are. Some people will look very pious, but their hearts... Jesus said, with their mouth, they draw near. But their heart is what? Is far. Is far. Is far. The Lord is to help our hearts. Let him take away tendencies that are evil from the heart. Praying this prayer finally. He needs to work on our hearts and take away evil tendencies. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
Imagine as we are 21 days, Pastor Obi, maybe some night we'll go somewhere and say, I don't even know why that man just 21 days. We want to buy a property and he's doing 21 days. I don't understand that guy. He's overly ambitious. And they will come and preach on what's his topic? Foolishness. Jonas, do you understand what I'm talking about? Those are evil tendencies. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Evil tendencies. There's a lot of evil tendencies. The Lord needs to purge us of it. where you say something else. See, I know someone, hear this, and I say this with all sense of sadness. I know someone who speaks ill of, you don't, let me explain. Bring your phone, Pastor Idara. Purge us of those kind of tendencies. No, it's not of God. No, it cannot be of God. Let your yea be yea. Let your nay be nay. It can't be of God. That's not of God. We cannot be like that. He says he will give us a pure language. That's what the Bible says. There's purity. He says we don't even have to swear. There has to be purity in our hearts. There has to be purity in how we relate with ourselves. Jesus said, if you have an issue with someone, what do? You go and meet the person. He says, and make sure you do it to the person alone. It is when the person doesn't receive it. That what? That you take two people. Let's not be something in people's front and another thing behind them. Let not people vouch that they got a brother in you and what they have is a killer. No, let it not be so in the house of the Lord. The glory of God cannot be made manifest in such places. I don't want to be that type of a person. You don't understand? I don't want to be something before Pastor Idara and I'm something else behind her. I don't want to tell Pastor Obi that he's my brother and I tell somebody else that he's a far nephew or a far something. I tell somebody else something else about. I don't want to be that. What I say to you must be what I say behind you. It's a type of heart. It's a type of heart. I don't want us carrying evil hearts. I don't want it to be a room full of hypocrites. No. No, we have to have one heart. Pure heart. So this prayer now, when you are praying it, asking God to purge you, you are also now saying, Father, let me be true to the body of Christ. Let me be true to my brothers. This is real prayer. I don't know the one you want to pray. This prayer is a real prayer. This is real prayer. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
All right, lift up your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Father, help me to be true. Help me to be true to you. Help me to be true to my friends. Help me to be true to my brothers. Help my heart, oh God. Help me not to be two-faced. Help me not to be two-faced. In the name of Jesus, take away an evil heart from me, oh God. Take away an evil heart from me, oh God. Oh, Rabashaka Tomasia. Sheleketele Borogotisa. Sheleketia Baragadosa. Alakatala Basana. Alakatola Bosha. Ayakatole Messia. Oh, Rebeleke Chaborigitias. Sheleketele Borogotisa. Sheleketia Basa. Ashakotola Borogotis. Ileketele Borogosha. Alla Baba 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 Ragadia. Alla Baba 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 Baba. Ashakatola Borogotia. Sheleketele Borogotia. Zene, 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 zene. Ila baraga cha 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 cha. Purify me, Lord. Send your fire to my heart. Pour fire on my heart, oh God. Pour fire on my heart, oh God. Let me not be a man pleaser. Let me be one of that stands with your truth. That is true to all men. That is true to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ashotola borogotia. Zele katele mosha. Ile ketele bakesia. Shala ketobo saha. Shala ketobo sia. Shala ketolo borogodis. Ele ketolo bo sahadia. Shala ketolo bo sa. Aya ketolo borogotia. Shala ketele bo sa. Zile ketele basha. Asha ketolo borogodis. Asha ketolo bo kosa. Asheketema. 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 Alagatele bosia. Sheleketolo bogosia. Ashakatala baragadia. Sheleketele bosia. Sheleketomasa. Sha 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 sha. Sheleketia si.
The Lord will give us a clean language.
Amen.
It will grant us a pure heart.
Amen.
And we shall call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And we shall serve him with one accord.
Amen.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doings. Praise God. Are you ready to pray? Wherein thou hast transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. Can you give me this in the New KJV? In that day, you will not be ashamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me, for when I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my mountain. The Lord says that, you will not be ashamed of any of your deeds in which you have transgressed. Praise God. This is good. Huh? This is what? This is good. It means that there is a time where God declares and decrees and takes away the consequences of our actions. Consequences. Consequences of our actions. That's the prayer we're praying. Zephaniah 3 is the word for us this morning. After we've prayed it, we'll now read it again and just decree it. It's the word God, whilst I was praying, that was the word God gave me. It says Zephaniah 3. He gave me a scripture, and I went to look for that scripture, When I saw it, he said, this is what we are going to pray about. Oh, my goodness. You will not be ashamed. Amen. Huh? You are not going to be ashamed. Amen. Your life now breaks the barrier of consequences of actions. Amen. It's the work of the Spirit too. Where people thought, because you have done this, you are meant to go down. And suddenly they see you flying. That was the work of God. Where you are meant to go down. But you fly. It's God. It's not man. It's who?
God.
God. Listen, this morning, you are coming into a spiritual awareness where you are expecting double, even for all the troubles. The troubles you caused. Well, are you together with me? No consequences of actions. I know that the wages of sin is death, but I also know that the gift of God is eternal life. And that's why it's called gift. Wages is consequences. Eh? Wages, Abi? Is wages not a consequence? The wages of sin. Because you sinned, this is what you are going to get. But the gift of God, that one is not consequential. That one is what? Gift. Aha. I see you step into the gifts of life. Yeah. Yeah. The mercy of God takes... you have to pray this one. No? The mercy of God takes away the consequences of all your failures, and the gift of God supplies you life. Yeah. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray. Pray, pray. 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 Shata paradis. Jeleketomasia. By mercy, Lord. By mercy, Lord. You take away the consequences of my failures. By your mercy, Lord. By your blood, oh God. You blot away my sin. You blot away my transgression. By your mercy, Lord. Oh, Shabaya. Alakatolobozia. I am not expecting, oh God, the consequences of my failures. I am expecting the gifts. The gift of life. Shelegetelebozia. Shelegetelebozia. Ashatoloborogotia. Zelegetelebokotolobosa. Zelegetelebosia. Zelegetelebosha. Ashatalabaradia. I am aware, oh God, that I failed. I am aware, oh God, that I sinned. I am aware, oh God, it's my fault. I am aware, oh God, I was foolish. I am aware, oh God, I was wicked. I am aware, oh God. Hey, Shabbat. Alakatalabasia. Shalagotia. But let mercy prevail. Mercy over judgment. 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 I am deserving of judgment. But I cry for mercy. I cry for mercy. I cry for mercy. I cry for mercy. Jeleke Tobosi.
New mercies we are.
Jeleke Tolobosi. Zeleke Tolobosha. Oroko Tolobosi. Jeleke Telebosa. Zeleke Telebosi. Zeleke Tia. 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 Mercy, Lord. In your goodness, in your sovereignty,
Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
They remain until
mercy, Lord. 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 Jelegate Lebosia. Jelegatia. Jelegatoma. Jelegata. Ashakatomas. Jelegatomosia. Jelegatomasia. Ashakatalabasa. Ashakatolobosia.
New mercies. New mercies. New mercies. Well, I see. They remain.
Mercy.
Until the setting of the sun.
Begin to ask God for the gift of life. The gift of life.
You are the holiest of
they were praying. In Jesus they were praying.
The mercies of God takes away every consequence of your transgression. I said the mercies of God blots away every consequence of your transgression. I want us to pray. And this time around, by faith, we begin to ask God to give us that which we don't deserve. I want you to have that faith. I want you to ask for what you don't deserve. You're saying, Father, do wonders that are greater than my righteousness. Undeserving wonder. You can pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray.
Hey. The gift of wonders, oh God. The gift of wonders. In Jesus' name we pray.
You have to pray this prayer. And it's going to be this year. Friends, as a church, in the space of 1 year, listen to this. In the space of 1 year, a year that could have looked like our lowest year, in the space of 1 year, God has granted us wonders on all sides. What we have seen in 1 year as this ministry, we did not see in 7 years. In all areas, when you talk of church growth in numbers, this time last year, we could not even imagine that we could purchase a piece of land. Two fantastic properties in the city of Lagos. Everything went up. Everything. It's the wonders of God. It's not man. It's God giving us that which we don't deserve. And that thing is dawning on me this morning. And whenever something dawns on me, I know God is about to repeat it. It's going to be this year. Yeah. 1 year is too much for God to change your story. 1 year. Your story will not look like where you are coming from. The request is, God, I want that which I can't even imagine. That which I can't pray for. That which is greater than my, you know, sometimes there's a righteousness we have. And unconsciously, the expectations we have based on that right. Okay, tell them about family, you know, go bad. Means you're buruku, no. It's there. We don't say it like that. I say, okay, I've been serving God now. Yeah. But the one I'm saying you ask God for is that one that people will say God is cheating. Yes. That it should not have been this one. Ah. No. Father, give me that which mankind knows I don't deserve. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
I see wonder, I hear wonder, I touch wonder, I am wonder, I see wonder, I hear wonder.
That which I don't deserve.
I touch wonder.
That which I don't deserve.
I see wonder.
That which I don't deserve.
I am
oh Lord!
I touch wonder.
I don't deserve it.
I am wonder.
I don't deserve it.
I see wonder.
I don't deserve it. But use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. I don't deserve it. But use me for your glory. I don't deserve it. Use me for your glory. I don't deserve it. But use me for your glory. I don't deserve it. But use me for your glory.
I see wonder.
I'm a candidate of glory, Lord. If you do it with me, it will be more obvious.
I see
that you are a good God. Everybody knows I don't deserve it. So use me, Lord. Asha Borodisi. Sheleke Telebogosi. Sheleke Teleborogotolobo Sekatia. Sheleke Tele. Asha Teleborogotolobo. Sheleke Teleborogotolobo. Sheleke Teleborogotolobo. Sheleke Teleborogotolobo.
I touch wonder, I am wonder, I see wonder, I am wonder, I touch wonder, I am wonder, I see wonder, I am wonder, I touch wonder, I am wonder, I see wonder, I am wonder, I touch wonder,
I wonder.
Jesus, they will pray.
Amen. You are not going down.
Amen.
There is nobody under the sound of my voice that is going down.
Amen.
You are going higher, right?
Amen.
Nick Bagbara Olua. By the power of God that lifts up. The lifting power of God. The right hand of Jesus. You are not lifted up by man. You are not lifted up by the strength of man. The strength of God himself lifts you up. And plunges you into realms that are beyond imagination. God is giving you that which everybody agrees you don't deserve. Where there is a unanimous agreement that is not for you. The thief by the right hand, everybody knows you should not go to heaven. But that day, God waived his judgment and said, today, you shall be with me in paradise. Today. Haven't done no good work. The greatness that you cannot boast about. Let me say it. Let me tell you. The greatness that you have no principle for. You have no principle. You can't say this is how it's done. Or you go and practice it. No. The greatness that you have no principle for. The one that you cannot explain. The one that even you yourself, you are a spectator. For everyone under the sound of this, my voice, that is what the Lord will do for you this year. I said, that's what the Lord will do for you this year.
Amen.
There are people who think they know you. This is Zephaniah 3. This is the first time in my life I'm studying it. The people who think they know you and who think they know how you should end. The Lord is giving you a place that is larger than their company. It's an ordinance that God has given us this morning. It's the word of the Lord. He says, I will live in the midst of thee an afflicted and a poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. That talks about those who are poor in the spirit. Eh? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's what he's talking about here. That in the midst of all these things that God is doing, we will be pouring the Spirit. Our focus will be heaven. Yes. Eh? Yes, our focus will be what? Yes, and because of that, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. That's a new level, yes, where there is no more fear.
Yes.
You are free from the realm of men.
Yes.
And you are just focused on the Lord.
Yes.
Can you say, I'm free from the realm of men? Shout and say, I'm free from the realm of men. My focus is Jesus. I don't fear what men fear.
I don't fear men.
Come on, shout, I fear no man.
Say,
I fear Jesus. Well, focus on Jesus. Everybody be on your feet. I want us to pray one prayer. After that prayer, we are going to do decrees. The rest will decrease. The prayer I want to pray is the prayer of God making you remain poor in the spirit so that you lead a righteous life and you fear no one and you are focused on Jesus. The Lord make you what? Poor in the spirit. So that what? You fear no one and you are living unto Jesus. You are going to pray that prayer for about 2 minutes. Then we will go into the decrees that remains in that place. Don't reduce your voice. Lift it up to the Lord. I carry an hunger for the things of God. I carry a humility for Jesus. Because of this, I do not do iniquity. Come on, say, I do no iniquity. I speak no lies. Say, I speak no lies. I do not have a deceitful tongue. For I feed, I lie down, and none shall make me afraid. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to confess chapter verse 13. That's the prayer. That's the prayer we prayed earlier about the right heart. In verse 13 explains it. I speak, I do no iniquity.
I speak no lies.
Neither shall I have a what? A deceitful tongue. Deceitful tongue should not be found in your mouth. You don't deceive God's people with your tongue. No. Praise God. You don't say yes and you say no at the same time and the same breath. Not a deceitful tongue. God doesn't want us to be like this. Say, I do not do iniquity.
I do not do iniquity.
Say, I speak no lies.
I speak no lies.
Say, I don't have a deceitful tongue. Say, I feed on the word of God.
I feed on the word of God.
I abide in his presence.
I abide in his presence.
Scream, I am not afraid anymore.
I am not afraid anymore.
And now say, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad. And rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord, you know, we have been praying.
Yes.
This is the answer to our prayer. The Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not. And to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. This your hand is going to do great things. Say, my hands will do great things. The Lord thy God is in thy midst. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. I said he will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. Yeah. I will save her that all that halteth, yeah, and gather her that was driven out. Yeah. And I will give them praise and fame. Yeah. This is what God is going to do. I will give them and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in that time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, see the Lord. Is this not awesome? Is this not awesome? Let's read from verse 11 again. In that day thou shalt not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me, for I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will live in the midst of them afflicted and poor people. They shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Amen. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy. I said he has cast out thine enemy. The king of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hand be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. And I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise. God says, I will get them praise. God will get it for us. And God will also get us fame. We are going to be very popular. We are going to be very famous. This is the ordinance of the Lord. If the Lord says we are going to be famous, who are we? It's carnal when God says, I will make you famous. You say, no, I will not be. That's carnality. Say, we shall be famous. Say, in every land. And at that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. And when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord. Is this not a wonderful thing? Lift up your right hand. Say, I see wonder. I touch wonder. I hear wonder. I am wonder. Say, I see wonder. I hear wonder. I touch wonder. I am wonder.
you see? You saw a male, and the male was a wonder male. You received a call, and the call was a wonder call. You touched an envelope, it was wonder. Aha. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you touch? Yeah, for the last time.
Uh-huh.
Without the instrument, let me hear you.
One more time, say. I touch it too. Come on, shout a thunderous hallelujah. Let this be your expectation, okay? Think this way, because this is how it will happen. You see, when miracles happen, and they don't announce themselves as miracles. It happens so naturally, you have to... Miracle, malele, you... Yeah. Many people think miracle, when it wants to happen, it will appear in the cloud and boom, miracle. No. It will look so natural that you have to step back and say, that's a miracle. It's not from the cloud. You will write it and everybody will say, no. It will happen normal conversations, normal. It will just be happening normal. But before you know, your life is bigger. It will happen normal. And your life will be what? Bigger. Normal. Bigger. No. Bigger. God bless you.